Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. Michigan leaders are rolling out a new blueprint aimed at reducing poverty and expanding economic opportunity across the state. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she newly released 2026 Poverty Task Force report outlines strategies designed to help more residents achieve long-term financial stability while strengthening communities statewide. The report focuses on improving access to quality jobs, affordable housing, public safety, and opportunities for young people. The task force is also recommending major changes to Michigan's Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, including easing certain penalties, expanding housing support, increasing caseworker capacity, and prioritizing assistance for families earning less than 200% of the federal poverty level. According to data highlighted in the report, the Michigan family of four needed more than $78,000 a year in 2024 to meet basic living expenses. Researchers found that roughly 40% of Michigan households live at or below that threshold, including families earning above the federal poverty line but still struggling to afford essentials. State officials point to several recent initiatives already underway, including the expansion of the RX Kids Infant Cash Assistance Program, efforts to lower utility costs, continued funding for free school meals, and investments in data-driven programs aimed at improving outcomes for undeserved communities. The Poverty Task Force says its recommendations are intended to guide future policy decisions as Michigan works to reduce financial hardship and increase economic mobility for families across the state. And during a special meeting, the Caseville City Council viewed and approved submitting a plan for the city's water system improvements. The council took action that helped secure a drinking water state revolving fund funding. The council authorized Fleiss and Vandenbrink Engineering to prepare the project planning document for municipal water upgrades that has an estimated cost of $13 million. The document recommends construction and improvements to be done to the municipal water system. Some of the work to do that includes the replacement of aging and asbestos cement water mains, installation of new appropriate-sized mains, and replacement of inoperable valves. The project not only helps with safe drinking water for the city and Caseville Township residents, but also the Village of Pigeon. When we come back from this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, the Michigan Department of Transportation will be doing improvements on three carpool lots in Lapeer County. Approximately $116,000 worth of improvements will be done to the carpool lot that is located at M90 Burnside Lot, the M90 North Branch Lot, and the M24 Fostoria Lot. Some of the improvements to be done to the carpool lots are a hot mix asphalt overlay, paving cleaning, and pavement markings. The work will begin on Monday, June 15th, and is expected to be completed by Friday, June 19th. Each carpool lot will be closed during work, which is weather dependent. Closing the carpool lots during this type of work is necessary to provide the safest work area possible for crews and motorists. The improvements will extend the service lives of the carpool lots. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.